Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachos of Lechem Mishnah. We started last time by saying there's a mitzvah to start the suda making hamitzi on two complete loaves, two complete challahs for Lechem Mishnah. Now the halacha is that if this challah is smaller than a kazayis, it should not be used unless you have no other challah. That means each challah should be at least the size of a kazayis. And according to the Gra brought down in Sefer Chuvos van Haggis, it should be even the size of a kabeya. So it should have a little bit of a size, but b'di'eved, even if it's a very small challah, you still can use it. Now, what's the halacha if you don't have two complete loaves? So the halacha is that you should still take two pieces of bread. For example, if you only have one whole challah, take one whole challah and a slice of challah. At least with that, you mekayim the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Now, the chatchila is b'derech covered two shleimim, two complete loaves. But if you don't have, so if you use one whole loaf and one piece of bread, that also helps. It's actually brought down in Chuvos Meishev Davar that his grandfather's house, if someone came late to the suda, they already cut up the challah, they used to tell the person to take two pieces of challah and make the maitzi like that. At least you're chapping around a little bit of the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Now, the Achronim, his brewer, writes that if you have a challah that someone made a little crack in it, it has a split or a crack, so is that considered a shalim or not? So the test is, if you pick up the weaker half, will the heavier half fall off, break in two? If it breaks in two, that means that that crack is making a shalim. But if you can still hold up the other half by holding the weaker side, then that shows that this crack does not make it a chaser, it's still called a davar shalim. But that's pashut, that if the challah is not cracked, this is very soft. If you would pick up one side, the other side would fall off, that doesn't make it not a shalom, because it's taka shalom. Here, when it has a crack, the test to see if that crack is making it a chasa or not is by picking one side, see if the other side falls off. Now, there's another halacha, interesting halacha, that if a loaf of challah fell broken half, so if you could put it back together with a toothpick, and it will be, you'll not be able to tell. It'll look like a complete object. It'll look like a complete challah. So then the halacha is, that's fine. As long as no one actually took a piece off it, it's still completely whole, just cracked in half. If you can get it to look like it's one by putting a toothpick in, that's fine. I saw actually in Chassam Seifer, he says, if it's three pieces already, then it would not help this trick of putting a toothpick in. But Lamaisa, if it's two halves, that the Mishmaru says, that as long as it's not nicker, that there's a chasaran, then it'll be called a complete kikor, it'll be called a complete challah. Everyone have a wonderful day.